Search itchannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending September 5th, 2008. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And news writer Colin Steele.
Today's guest is Ben Matheson, VMware's Senior Director of Partner Marketing. He's here to give us a preview of VMworld.
Thanks for joining us, Ben.
My pleasure, Colin.
Could you maybe start by giving us a brief overview of what partners can expect specifically on Partner Day and more generally throughout VMworld this year?
VMworld is occurring in about 2 weeks' time, the week of September 15th. We anticipate having about 14,000 attendees to VMworld 2008. It's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course. And there's a lot of content that partners and the general customers will be interested in at VMworld itself. You know, we have over 285 breakout sessions. We've got a variety of different lab sessions, over 160 instructor-led lab sessions, and many, many hours of self-paced labs. But for Partner Day specifically, Partner Day is the Monday before VMworld begins. It is a free event that is open to any one of our partners in our VIP, our VAC, our systems integrator, or OEM channel. So it's a free event. One of the big things that's new this year is all our partners are going to have the opportunity to hear from Paul Moritz, our new president and CEO. So he's going to actually open the keynote, and this is going to be the first time that any external audience is going to hear from Paul. He's going to talk about the product and company vision. And we think it's really important that our partners are the first ones out of the gate to hear from Paul. And he's going to give, you know, the long-range vision of the company, our products, and, you know, where he sees the company going. So that's very exciting. In addition to Paul, we also have sales and channel executives, Carl Eschenbach, who's our executive vice president, and Steve Houck, who's the VP and head of channels here at VMware, are going to discuss the future direction of our channel and partner community.
I'm glad you mentioned that Paul will be speaking at Partner Day. Have you been getting a lot of questions from partners about where the company is headed in light of the leadership change that happened over the summer?
Yeah, we are getting some questions from the partners. I think VMware has always been a strong partner-led company. Partners make up the vast majority of VMware's revenue, and we don't anticipate that changing in any way in the future. And Paul is very supportive of the partner community.
Are there any ways that you do anticipate VMware's partner approach changing with the new leadership in place?
One of the big pieces of evolution that's going to occur is on Monday at Partner Day, Paul's going to discuss the future product direction, which is going to be, I think, very interesting for all the partner community. And then Steve Houck and Carl will be able to discuss the future channel programs and profitability and the opportunity out there in that space.
Microsoft, as you probably well know, at their partner conference and elsewhere have been talking about how server virtualization, I mean, there's just a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of businesses that are not using virtualization at all yet, and they want to bring virtualization, server and otherwise, to the masses. So I guess the big question is, how can you tell your partners that it would be better for them to stick with VMware versus changing horses now?
With more competition coming into the market space, you know, we're going to see a more competitive environment. That said, we feel very comfortable where we are, both from a product standpoint as well as a program standpoint. You know, we have a very broad set of products that go beyond just the base hypervisor. So from a product standpoint, you know, we're best in class and we're the leaders in the industry. And that, when you have a great product, that makes your channel partners' lives a lot easier because it's easy to sell, you know, a good product. And that said, you know, besides that, we feel very comfortable where we are from a program standpoint, and we see a lot of partner loyalty. So while we will see increased competition, we feel very comfortable where we are.
Do you see any additional pricing moves on your part?
You know, nothing we're going to announce in the short term. I think really when it comes to pricing, you need to price to value. And our VI3 Enterprise product has all the functionality that enterprises want. And it has a variety of technologies like vMotion and enhanced disaster recovery that no one else in the marketplace can touch. And, you know, we see customers deploying our technologies and really seeing return on investments measured in matters of months. You know, we have everything that scales from the low-end free hypervisor all the way up to the highest-end enterprise functionality.
Ben, can you talk a little bit about the role of distributors in VMware's evolving channel? Just last week, Ingram Micro announced that they're going to be a VMware Authorized Training Center, and I understand that several other distributors already have that designation. What role does VMware see distributors playing in terms of adding value to not only your customers, but to your reseller community?
Our distributors, of course, have a tremendous amount of value because they have the ability to touch many, many value-added resellers. There's huge benefits not only in extending our product reach to those VARs, but also, as you mentioned, training. And training is a key component to what the distributors do and to their VAR partners. And we're very lucky to be partnered with a variety of large distributors.
I just wanted to clarify one thing, Ben. You had mentioned the vast majority of VMware revenues are flowing through partners now. Can you give us a percentage number? And are you expecting that to rise or stay stable in the next couple of years?
Well, currently, I think our stated figure is over 75% of our revenue comes through our channel partners. And I would anticipate that either, staying the same or increasing over time.
And of the 14,000 people that will be at this big show, how many of those will be partners?
So we anticipate having about 2,000 attendees at Partner Day. So at least 2,000. It likely will be more because, some people may attend VMworld and, won't go to Partner Day. And that's across a variety of different disciplines. So one of the nice things about Partner Day, in addition to the keynote that Paul Moritz and Carol Eschenbach and Steve Hauke are going to give, we have a couple other things there that I think is worth just spending a little bit of time on. One is, after the keynotes, we're going to have regional breakout sessions. We're going to provide a lot of local flavor. So partners will have the opportunity to hear from the leads of our channel sales organizations, channel marketing organizations for each of their regions. And then after that, we have a variety of different breakout sessions. We have breakout sessions which cover technical details, and then we also have breakout sessions which cover sales content. We're also going to have a variety of our alliance partners, including EMC and Symantec and NetApp and Dell Equilogic, HP, IBM, et cetera, who are actually going to discuss how their products, combined with VMware to really provide a lot of value to customers. So partners can also hear joint solution discussions and understand how they can increase their profitability by selling out partner solutions. And then in addition to that, we also have what we call a Solution Track Express, which is a way for our partners to really do a deep dive, a deep two-hour dive on various solution areas, including our virtual desktop initiative, our disaster recovery products, and our automated infrastructure management solutions. In addition to that, one of the things we hear from partners a lot is there's a good networking opportunity because there's going to be 2,000 partners from throughout the world here.
All right. Ben Matheson, Senior Director of Partner Marketing for VMware. Thanks a lot for your time this week.
My pleasure.
See you in Vegas. That's about all the time we have for this week's show. Next week, our guest will be SearchSAP.com news editor Courtney Bjorlin. She's going to be calling in from SAP TechEd in Las Vegas, where she's going to tell us all the news from there and how it affects SAP channel partners.
To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.